Welcome to Combat Sports in Africa. Today we're highlighting a major wrestling initiative that took place in South Africa. From November 29th to December 8th, 2024, Pretoria hosted a week-long event under United World Wrestling's Regional Educational Development and Training Program, REDT. The event brought together athletes, coaches, referees, and administrators from 8 countries: South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Nigeria, Ecuador, and Zambia. The initiative focused on talent identification, skill development, and international collaboration. The week kicked off with a youth training camp for 13 to 15-year-olds, where promising young athletes were identified and mentored by Vincent Aka and Guillermo Menendez Molina. A senior international training camp provided an opportunity for wrestlers from U16 to senior levels to refine their skills under the guidance of top UWW coaches. A UWW Level 2 referee course was conducted by Zach Errett, the UWW Education Manager, ensuring referees were equipped with the latest officiating standards. Later in the week, Charles Villet led another refereeing course, this time integrating beach wrestling into the curriculum. For coaching development, Vincent Aka, a UWW Development Officer, led an intensive Level 3 coaching course, focusing on training periodization and coaching philosophy. Administrative expertise was also emphasized with a specialized course led by Deka Nyamke, UWW's development director, aimed at strengthening federation and club management skills. The week concluded with two major competitions. A high-level tournament featured U17, U20, and senior athletes competing in freestyle, Greco-Roman, and women's wrestling. Then, a dedicated beach wrestling day brought together athletes from across the region for an exciting and growing discipline in the sport. Marcus Decker, head coach of the South African Wrestling Federation, praised the program, saying, "This program was excellence. I got a lot of positive feedback from the participants." Competitions wrapped up the week, including Olympic wrestling and a dedicated beach wrestling day. Mercy Mulenga, president of the Zambian Wrestling Federation, called the experience 10 out of 10 and emphasized its educational impact. This initiative was a major step in strengthening wrestling in Africa, providing vital training and exposure. For full details, read the complete article, link in the show description. Thank you for listening to Combat Sports in Africa. Until next time, keep supporting the sport of wrestling and its growth across the region.